I'm Andrea Murray, and this is Northwest Previews, your five-minute guide to some of the upcoming concerts on the all-classical calendar. Thanks to the film 2001 A Space Odyssey, that is one of the most famous openings in all of classical music. But there's much more to Richard Strauss's tone poem Also Sprach, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, inspired by a philosophical text by Friedrich Nietzsche. The Oregon Symphony Orchestra performs it this weekend at the Schnitzer. They'll also perform another piece with literary roots. Violinist Lila Josefowitz will join them for Scheherazade Point 2, written for her by American composer John Adams, like Rimsky-Korsakov's original Scheherazade suite. It's based on the folk tales in the collection 1001 Nights, told in the book by a woman hoping to distract her husband from carrying out her planned murder. Here's what Adams had to say about that when the piece premiered in 2014.
What surprised me and appalled me was how brutally, not just Scheherazade, but most women were treated in these stories. So I had the idea of creating a contemporary Scheherazade, an empowered woman, a Scheherazade that could talk back to authority, or as we say in contemporary parlance, who could speak back to power.
The orchestra will also perform a piece that may or may not be based on the writings of Ralph Waldo Emerson, Charles Ives, The Unanswered Question. Silent movies were ever really silent. In film's earliest days, they were usually shown with some sort of live musical score, performed either by a lone pianist or organist, some kind of chamber ensemble, or in the big-budget movie palaces, an actual orchestra. This weekend, Portland's Metropolitan Youth Symphony will provide the music for short works featured in the most recent International Youth Silent Film Festival. Music director Raul Gomez.
We are going to be playing 10 original soundtracks created by a Portland native, Nathan Avakian, for the theater organ. We had students from the Young Composers Project arrange these pieces for full orchestra, and we're going to be playing them while we screen short films made by young filmmakers, which were inspired by those soundtracks.
The program also includes a work by local composer Nicole Buetti called the Odyssey Overture. You can learn more about that and all the classical concerts in this region at allclassical.org on the calendar. The weekend is here. This is Northwest Previews. When I was in school, I learned that the earliest known woman composer, whose work is known to us, was the visionary 12th century nun Hildegard von Bingen. But it turns out that, like Pluto being a planet and that whole Ben Franklin kite and key story, that isn't actually true. This weekend, the Portland-based vocal ensemble Capella Romana will perform hymns by Cassiani, the 9th century Byzantine abbess, also known as Saint Cassia.
We've known about her music for a long time. I mean, there are still hymns that are sung today in the Orthodox Church, but there's a whole corpus of other music that isn't used today for a variety of reasons, part of which was her music was suppressed because she was a woman, and so we're uncovering some of those lost hymns.
Capella Romana performs the hymns and newly discovered works of Cassiani this Saturday at St. Mary's Cathedral in Portland. Elsewhere on the all-classical calendar, the Delgani String Quartet, a play works by Yosef Haydn, Steve Reich's Different Trains, and a brand new work, a co-commission from Boston composer Elena Ruhr. Violinist Jasper Wood will perform with pianist David Riley on Thursday at PSU. And someone named Itzhak Perlman is playing with the OSO on Thursday. That's sold out. But it never hurts to check with the box office, I guess, though that's probably a long shot. You can find out about all the classical concerts happening in our region at allclassical.org on the calendar. We broadcast Northwest Previews Friday mornings at 8, or you can download today's show as a podcast. I'm Andrea Murray, and I hope your weekend sounds great.